American Ninja Warrior is back on NBC, and the one thing Connecticut does is represent. 15-year-old Jordan Carr from Easton made her debut last week. She rocked it, and it's back tonight at 8 o'clock with the OG, Joe Moravsky, the weatherman. Joe, what's going on?
Oh, I'm so excited to be back. Let's go. It's American Ninja Warrior time. Oh, it's the best time of year.
At what point do you think his grandfather you in? Like, you don't even have to run these trials anymore.
You know, it's really funny. You know, we have to apply to be on American Ninja Warrior. And I get this question a lot. People are like, you've been on the show. This is your 10th season. And they're like, do you even have to apply? I'm like, you know what? One year, I was having one of my three kids. I just was so overwhelmed that I was like, you know what? I'm not going to send a video in. Let's just see what happens. And they ended up calling me. They're like, hey, you interested in applying this year? And I was like, oh, right. I guess you convinced me.
Hey, people like to see real competition, Joe, but they also like to see somebody just school the entire thing, right? That's what you're there for.
That's right. That's all I'm there for, to win it all.
So they obviously, they pre-record all of this. So are you still at Stanford Ninja Academy?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's really funny. A lot of people don't know that I'm doing that because on the show, what do they call me?
The weatherman.
Right? That's right. So, and, you know, I was in the weather business for a few years. And technically, if you want to get specific, I suppose I'm always going to be the weatherman, right? Because I'm always online. I'm always forecasting. I'm always watching that next big storm coming in. Now, am I live on TV doing it? No. But, you know, it's just, it's who I am. I'm the weatherman. But it blows people's minds that they don't know that I'm really a full-time manager in Stanford Ninja Academy, and I'm coaching kids, and I have my squad that I'm trying to constantly get them better as well, and hopefully be better than me one day, you know. So it's a lot, but it's certainly different than what you see on TV. It's funny.
And you're not, you know, we talked about Jordan Carr earlier. She's the 15-year-old that is, this is her first year that she's old enough to compete with the grown-ups, and she rocked it last week from Easton. But
so good.
Yeah, but you two aren't the only ones from Connecticut, right?
Oh, correct. We have, I'm going to end up forgetting 15 of them probably, but first person that comes to mind is my buddy Zach. We call him Zach of all trades, and he really is that. You know, he does everything from construction work to literally blowing fire out of his mouth and spinning fire with his staff. Like, it's some of the coolest stuff ever. And I'm pretty sure he was in some of the intro videos for the season. You'll see a guy spinning around a staff. That's him. Mm-hmm. And there's so many people. I mean, the Northeast is just, there's so much talent. And not only from Connecticut, but surrounding states, New Jersey, Massachusetts, New York. Like, it's just unbelievable and incredible how much talent there is up there. And I have to imagine it's because one of the first ninja gyms in the country was in Fairfield, Connecticut. So it's kind of the birthplace of ninja on the East Coast. And it shows. It's pretty amazing.
Very cool. And so, as usual, I'm going to ask you what's going to happen tonight. And then, as usual, you'll tell me you can't tell me.
Right?
Well, actually, you're spot on. I can't tell you anything. Yeah, exactly. So you got to tune in tonight at 8 o'clock.
All right. Check out American Ninja Warrior tonight on NBC, just like Joe said, 8 o'clock. And cheer him on along with us. Thanks
Bring
so much,
Bring the thunder,
Joe.
Buddy.
Oh, I'm bringing the storm. You better watch out.